Moving on now to our second story. The United Nations Special Rapporteur says the situation is deteriorating for Palestinians under what he called Israel's apartheid occupation.
The situation on the ground, as far as the Palestinians are concerned, has actually gotten worse. There are more settlers, there's more settlements. Jerusalem has been changed in a direction that involves making it more of a Jewish city. The water continues to be diverted. Gaza's in very bad shape. So on all those levels, I think the situation is actually deteriorated.
Richard Falk added that Palestinians are facing discrimination in occupied territories. The outgoing rapporteur said Palestinians are subject to military administration with no rights of their own. He added that the Israeli settlers who are illegally there have been given rights on the contrary. Falk has made the comments in his final report that will be presented to the UN Human Rights Council in the coming days. Nell Burden is our correspondent with us now live from Ramallah with the latest. Nell, I mean, these are not the first kind of statements that we're hearing from Richard Falk about the situation for Palestinians, but how much weight do these words carry?
Well, I mean, Richard Falk is a very well-respected member of the UN Council, and this is the end of a six-year term for Richard Falk. In studying, you know, the Israeli occupation's effect on the Palestinians in both Gaza and the West Bank. So, you know, he's actually created some very strong language against the Israeli occupation in this final report to the UN before he finishes his term. Now, we can't say what kind of reaction will be yet to the UN, because there has been many damning reports, actually, particularly recently, about the Israeli violations against the Palestinians, particularly in light of the escalation since the beginning of the so-called peace talks between Israel and the Palestinian Authority. So what he did say is, and this is not something that's along the UN line, is that, you know, he recommends the boycott, divestment and sanctions of Israeli products until they stop continuing these violations. He also mentioned Gaza, which hasn't been in so many reports recently, and he spoke about this long siege on Gaza. The Israelis are essentially, you know, blocking any import or export from land, sea and air. And he said that actually the humanitarian crisis for the majority of Gazans is increasing now at a rapid rate. It's becoming critical. So it's a very important report, but how seriously this will be taken by the UN and whether they can take any action is another question.
Mm. And as you say there, his report is going to be presented to the UN Human Rights Council. And since Palestine was recognized as Palestine by the United Nations, does this mean that we are going to see the Palestinian Authority or Gaza go to the ICC or pursue these issues through international organizations?
This is probably one of the most divisive questions in the West Bank, particularly, and East Jerusalem at the moment. The Palestinian Authority, led by Mahmoud Abbas, wants to look at the kind of diplomatic route before taking any action. So, you know, Mahmoud Abbas has just come back from a trip to the White House, where he's asking for a framework agreement before anything. However, this has angered many faction parties who have noted, as I said before, that the situation on the ground has escalated since the beginning of the negotiations. So, you know, the Israelis are clearly not serious about continuing these negotiations. And both the US and the Israelis are now looking to extend this agreement. So, you know, this is where the biggest issue comes, is the faction parties saying, no, we need to take the power of the UN Security Council, particularly now that the Palestine is a member, and start to try the Israelis for these continued aggressions and crimes against the Palestinian population. But this isn't, you know, the status of the Palestinian Authority at the moment.
Nell Burden, our correspondent in Ramallah. Nell, thank you.